Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's your time on Her Radio. Ask your questions or comment at askher@radiomd.com. Time to ask her.
Hi there, I'm Dr. Pam Peek. This is the Ask Her segment, and we have three questions. You know the gig. We love getting into these questions and helping you understand some pretty cool science and all about you and your body. So the first one is, what are the benefits of Kegel exercises, and how can I start doing them? Oh boy, here we go. Now, Kegel exercises are also called pelvic floor exercises, and they make your pelvic floor muscles stronger. Now, these muscles typically control your urine flow and help hold your pelvic organs in place. That's kind of a good thing, right? All right. Now, normally, doctors offer this Kegel prescription for what? Stress incontinence. That means getting a little bit of that urine leakage when you laugh, cough, sneeze, jog, or lift something heavy. For urge incontinence. This is a need to urinate that is so strong you can't reach the toilet in time. Yikes! And then the next one is pelvic floor weakness. And this is oftentimes due to childbirth. You know, during childbirth, you can stretch and weaken pelvic floor muscles, and that can cause urine control problems. It can also allow one or more pelvic organs to sag, especially like the bladder. Yikes. And the uterine can sag, the uterus can sag as well, and that's called uterine prolapse. Women can help prevent this problem by doing daily Kegels during and after pregnancy. Or no wonder we want to know about Kegel exercises. So they're easy to do and can be done anywhere without anyone knowing. In other words, you don't have to like broadcast this, ladies. All right, now first, find a nice little quiet place. Find the muscles that you use to stop urinating. You know what I'm talking about. Now, squeeze these muscles for 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Then relax for 3 seconds. 1, 2, 3. Your stomach and thigh muscles should not tighten when you do this. In other words, it's fairly discreet. Keep it downstairs, not upstairs. Add 1 second each week until you're able to squeeze for 10 seconds each time, strengthening those muscles, getting strong down there. And then repeat this exercise 10 to 15 times per session. Try to do this at least 3 times a day. Heck, you know, while you're sort of sitting around watching the news or something. You know what I mean, girls? Don't do Kegels while you're urinating. That ain't going to work. Doing them during urination can actually hurt your bladder. So please avoid that. This is when you're not urinating. And again, you know, the key thing here is like building any muscles in your body. You've got to be able to practice this on a regular basis so you can actually give your muscles time to work appropriately. Kegels work best when done on a regular schedule. So you may want to try doing Kegels with even biofeedback if that really helps. So run this by your doctor and figure out what you're doing here so that you can make sure you're getting the optimal benefit of the exercises. So stress incontinence, urge incontinence, and pelvic floor weakness, especially due to childbirth. Okay? That's the first question. The second question is, what's more effective for fat loss, 20 minutes of high-intensity interval training or 60 minutes of cardio? I know. All right, so I have my smarty pants, and I got the answer on this one. Now, years ago, we would have said, go ahead, spend 9 years on the treadmill, and this is what you really want to do to be able to drop some excess fat. Well, high-intensity interval training is where it is at. It's been shown to improve everything from aerobic and anaerobic fitness, blood pressure, abdominal fat, and body weight in general, maintaining muscle weight, insulin sensitivity, cardiovascular health, energy. I could go on. You get the point, right? Now, what makes it so popular versus just standing there on the treadmill? Well, as it turns out, right, this intense workout period, which ranges from 5 seconds to 8 minutes long, these are performed, you know, at a high level of heart rate, So high intensity, meaning that you're not talking and chatting away with the guy next to you. You're really putting it out there. You're sweating. You're pushing your own envelope because outside your envelope is where change takes place. Well, all science now shows, and this is in sports science, that when you actually reduce that horrible 60 minutes, you know, of just kind of walking and plodding along, into instead 20 minutes even of high intensity interval training, then you get 10 times better benefit. Now, what do you actually do? You warm up for about, you know, 5 minutes or so. And then what you do is, no matter what you were normally doing, like whether it was jogging, running, walking, right? Or it could even be any kind of cardiovascular or aerobic exercise. What you now do is jack it up there, you know, to a point where you're really sweating and you're just pushing the envelope. Big time. And then you do that for about 20 seconds, 30 seconds, even 60 seconds or longer, and then bring it back down to a moderate pace for, say, a minute or two, then bring it back up again. You keep doing this little roller coaster of intervals of high intensity for anywhere between 15 to 20 minutes. Honey, listen, when you're finished with one of these, what a difference. And it's so much more effective and a better use of your time than, you know, kind of doing this moderate walking forever. And even if you are a moderate walker, find some hills, for crying out loud. Crank up your speed, and it's all relative to what your normal moderate is. So in answer to the question, what's more effective, 20 minutes of high intensity or 60 minutes of cardio, assuming the cardio was just the same old pace at a moderate level, forget about it. It's the high intensity interval training for any kind of cardio you were thinking about doing. It's so much more effective. We just love it, love it, love it. So please give it a whirl. Don't be afraid of it and work your way up to it. Now, again, it's all relative. What some 90-year-old person's going to be doing for high intensity interval training is a heck of a lot different than if you're 20, 30, 40, or 50. So just make it relative to your own effort. And one of the things you're going to notice, you're going to get stronger over time. Oh boy, we love that. And you may also notice, if you actually look at things like, for instance, your heart risk factors, etc., that indeed you're actually going to be improving those numbers, yay, including blood pressure. Okay, so there you have it. Now we've got question number three. This is a good one. I feel more tired than usual lately. What could be the cause? Well, I'll give you the cause. Here's seven good reasons you're tired all the time. Anemia, for crying out loud, have it checked out. There's all kinds of blood tests that we can do to check out the types of anemia that you may have. And the most common one for you ladies out there in Her Radio Land, iron deficiency. Thyroid disease can do this as well. And that, again, another very common blood test. And that'll tell you what's going on immediately. Diabetes, rot-row, and this is especially if you're overweight or obese. Type 2 diabetes can make you feel tired a lot because of the insulin insensitivity now that you have. All right. And then when you're really looking at other reasons too, it could be diseases that are inflammatory, for instance, like an arthritis or chronic fatigue syndrome. And the final one is, well, you're tired because you're not getting enough sleep, for crying out loud. Or you may have sleep apnea. Again, check in with your doctor and get a sleep apnea checkup. And this is very straightforward. So there you have it. Lots of reasons to feel tired. And our questions were fabulous. Kegels. Oh my gosh, such great exercises to learn how to do. Do high intensity interval training and don't just be doing that moderate cardio forever in a day. And now check out all of your tired reasons, because we can solve this problem once you reach out and check it out. Hey, I'm Dr. Pam Peek for Her Radio. Listen, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and come on, give us some more questions on askher@radiomd.com. That's where you email us, and please stay well.